Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, it is. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me in the studio today here at New Life Live, Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard, the doctors of great despair dissipation are here. You know, despair is something that needs dissipating,
and
you guys help it all the time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Well, you also help people get free. I mean, really, that's what counseling should be all about, is freedom. Freedom in Christ. And there are five fear factors to set you free that we have as our tips here. And the one is the obvious one that so many people know, but it's hard to do. First of all, you have to face your fear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to face it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to admit, I'm really afraid of this. And look at, what am I afraid of?
If you don't face it, it gets larger.
Right.
It does. It grows. Mm-hmm. You think you're going to get away from it, and you don't.
And one of the reasons that you don't face it is that you think, well, you know what? If I just give it a little time, it'll go away. Well, it doesn't go away. You go away.
Mm.
You create the false self that Dave and I have been writing about in our new book, Take Your Life Back. And that false self.
Fear fades you into a false self.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Exactly. And if you knew what was going on in that falseness, you'd be more afraid of being the false self than whatever you'd be facing
in
the real actual self. So anyway, if you want the other factors, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll send you the others. There are five of them. We'll give more, but you can get those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to join us on the program, well, you just call us here. I tell you what we'll do. We'll go right to a call. We'll get started. Let's go to Sydney for Mansfield, Texas. I believe that's line five here. Sydney, how are you? What's going on?
I'm okay, Steve. It's really great to talk to you on the phone.
Thank you.
After all these years.
Thanks for joining us. How can we help?
Well, I'm going to start with my question, and then I'll fill in some details.
Okay.
So I've been in Celebrate Recovery for 5 years. And I haven't told any of my family any of my recovery testimony. So should I tell all or part of my Celebrate Recovery testimony to my son, who's turning 24, he's quit his job, he's packing up his stuff this weekend, he's going to put it in storage or sell it, and he's going into a three-week training camp, meditation camp, and he's training to be a Buddhist monk. He's planning on moving to a temple in Vermont where he's already interviewed the head monk. And so I don't know the rules or whatever, but he will be out of my life and the rest of his family's life for the foreseeable future.
Well, let me ask you this amazing question. Why? Why is he doing this? What happened that he's doing this?
A very sad story.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
I became a Christian when he turned 3.
Yeah.
And his father and I were living the great life. We lived abroad. We were expats. And when we returned home, a couple years later, we divorced when he was 12.
Yeah.
And, he lived with me with his two younger siblings, and
he never really, I don't think he ever recovered from the divorce.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
He became a gaming addict. I mean, he did well in school, well enough, but he never really connected with his father.
Okay, all right.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking with Sydney. Her son, who was so hurt by the divorce, never really connected with the dad, is going to become a Buddhist monk. She wants to know if she should tell the testimony. Just curious, in broad strokes, what's your testimony about?
It goes all the way from my childhood, my hurts in my childhood, so mm-hmm. it involves my parents, my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
It does involve the anger issues that I had, the marital infidelity. My testimony, I kind of pattern my testimony after you, Steve, because you are so vulnerable with people, and you give them, you know, what really happened, and mm-hmm. so I give people what really happened, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't hide anything, and
right.
so none of the family knows about the marital infidelity, the mm-hmm. porn use. And then after the divorce, I fell into sexual sin as well. Mm-hmm. That's in my testimony.
Okay, so the question you have is, should I tell him? And let me tell you what I think. I don't think you're going to hurt him, but I think if you were to say to him, I got to share something with you before you leave, that as a believer in Jesus, you were so deeply hurt as a child, and then the divorce comes along, so deeply hurt in the divorce, here's how you reacted. Rather than responding to what God wanted, you developed this reactive life, and your reaction got involved with sex, all this other stuff. That was your reaction to the hurt and pain rather than responding to God. And I think it might help him see, or you might be able to draw a link for him to see that what he's doing is reacting to the hurt and the pain, running away from God because he doesn't really understand who God is, rather than responding to God and staying in touch with reality versus what happens when you get into the Buddhist monk world, where you're really into a totally different world. Let's hear from Jill and Dave, see what they have to say. What do you guys think?
Well, I think you share the story like Steve said, and in terms of the highlights, and especially as it related to the divorce and what happened. Mm-hmm. But then I wouldn't go into all the detail.
No,
I would,
don't need
I would
to.
Say,
right.
What questions do you have? You know, what is it you need to know? But to share the reactive life as you reacted until you found God, through Christ.
Well, can I interrupt and just say
sure.
that my son did have a conversation with me and my little daughter, and that he turned to me and he says, you know, Mom, before I go, I do want to know more about you. He thinks we're never honest with him, and he says he never knows the feelings of his dad or the real feelings or the real thoughts of his dad. And so I thought if I went into detail, he would really understand why he doesn't have that connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've already answered your question then to some degree because he's asked you to.
Right,
he's
inviting you
yeah.
to share with him. And I think as you're moving into the story, you can say, you know, do you want to hear more? You know, is this helpful? And you can, it can be a little bit of a discussion as you're sharing the details about it.
And you can even say to him, my fear is that your reaction is becoming a Buddhist monk, and you're going to miss so many things because it's a reaction versus hang in here with me. Let's all work through this together. And then once we've worked through and resolved, then you might make that choice.
Well, right, because it's a bit of running away from life. And to be able to share, you know, life is messy, but this is the journey of life. Mm-hmm. And we sort it through as we go, and hopefully we start to make better and better choices. And we come out the other side. But it's a constant path of growth. And this idea of nirvana, or, you know, Buddhists tend to deny anything that's negative. They don't let their minds go there. So they stay very positive and serene. And it's nice. And if you've ever been around Buddhists, I mean, they're wonderful. But they keep themselves split off from the messiness of life.
Which is quite tempting to me at this moment.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really tempting.
As he has moved forward in each new stage of his life, we set it up as like promises. Now that you have this good job, life will get better or whatever. Mm. But he says the dark side always stays with him. Mm. And he's really looking for that peace.
He's running from his dark side.
Well, and he may find the beginnings of that peace by understanding the story of what
right.
he's been
your
through
dark
and understanding
side.
Your dark side, yeah.
I think
how God used you.
Mm-hmm. And one of the great insights of adulthood is that there is a dark side, and there are many sources of light, and some of that light is very deceptive. And Satan is he's a prince of light. He is a prince of deception, making people think
the great seducer.
That, yes, and that what is not, and what is not really is. I hope something we've said is helpful to you. I just think anything you can do to help him see you have made some really hurtful reactions to the hurt, and that you're saying all this and revealing it to him because you don't want him to hurt. And you love him so much, you would do anything to keep him in your life.
And so you think I should go ahead and tell him, because his father never will.
Yeah. Right,
about
yes.
why we divorced.
You tell him your story, yes.
What's the what?
Well, my story involves the, his father's infidelity and porn
use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs
tell
to
him,
know that.
Tell him the truth.
Be honest.
What do you have to lose? And look what you have to gain.
Well, what I have to lose is that he might go and tell his younger sister, and she's still in high school, and he'll find out.
Listen,
maybe you should
tell her also that you see that not telling has caused a major reaction by your 18-year-old son.
But and he's 24. Different. He's different.
I mean, 24.
He got
yeah.
the divorce at age 12. She got it at age 4. She has a great relationship with her dad. Mm-hmm. She is a different person. So that's, I don't want to mess things up for her. I guess I could ask him to keep it to himself.
How do you think that being truthful is going to mess things up?
Right, or that he would immediately run out and tell his little sister.
You couch it in language that's appropriate for their understanding and their age, but You're still being honest, and that's the whole thing of your recovery and your story.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really afraid and that's stopping you, you can say to him, you are asking, and you're about to leave, and you're an adult, and I'm willing to share this with you. I don't know that I'm quite ready to share it with your siblings yet.
Yeah, until she's a little older.
Well, because my 15-year-old was asking me, Mom, what really? Why? No, really. Mm-hmm. Why did you get a divorce?
Well, I think you need a conversation with your husband, and you need to say,
I'm not married.
I mean, to your ex-husband, to say, you know what? It's time that we agree what is appropriate to reveal to them, And it's not appropriate for me to cover up or distort when they're asking me what's the real reason.
Right. They need their reality validated. So they need to hear something that's truthful, even if it's that, well, Dad made bad choices. Something.
That's something.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
All right. Glad that you called. Hold on. And I will send you, I don't know, what
was your subscription to TV.news?
All right,
yes,
I'll do
but
that.
Can we send for her son, Changes That Heal? I think that would be a good thing for to send him off with.
Okay. Coming your way, Changes That Heal. And anybody else, it's available, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. And we will send you a wonderful, what I think is a wonderful subscription to TV.NewLife. Let's play this little clip here on the 12 Foundations of Life Recovery. Dave and I did this.
Jesus is not merely identified as the higher power of life recovery, but is accepted by each individual as the higher power. In other words, in true recovery that's Christian, you don't just say Jesus is our higher power. You let him be that. He is the highest power in our lives. And a lot of times Christians say, well, I don't like that term higher power. And I say, well, yeah, why don't you, who say you're a Christian, why don't you finally let Jesus be the highest power in your life rather than your ego, your denomination, your agenda, whatever it is. We truly do need to let God be our higher power. And in Christian recovery, Jesus is that higher power.
You know, if you're interested in TV.NewLife, you just go there and you get 2 weeks free. I hope you will. But Dave, hearing that reminds me of we just did a conference together.
Yeah.
And I love answering that question when people say, why do you need 12 steps? You know, all I need is Jesus. And I like to say, well, Jesus didn't say all you needed was Jesus. And they go, what are you talking about? You're going to hell.
Sacrilegious.
You are going to hell. And I said, no, Jesus said that you needed other people to confess to. Jesus said that you needed to not forsake assembling yourselves together. You need to come together with other believers. Jesus modeled relationship. And so, and you know, they'll say things like, well, I don't like those 12 steps. I like the Bible. And then to say, well, what part of the 12 steps do you not like? The part that come out of 1 Corinthians 13 or the part that come out of James or the steps that come from 1 Corinthians 13? What of those steps don't you like? They don't even know what the steps are. They don't know that they come right out of the Bible.
They're just repeating something they've heard.
So if you – just go for 2 weeks there. If you're questioning 12-step work and think anybody that does the 12 steps is a heretic, well, hey – you're very misinformed, and there's great stuff there on that and a lot of other things. All right, let's go back to the phones. How about we talk to Kathy from Springdale, Arkansas? Kathy listens online. Kathy, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi there.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
We have a 17-year-old daughter, and she is going through lots of struggles right now. It's kind of happened over the last year a lot more severe. She's in counseling right now, and we went through Ozark Guidance Center, which is, I guess, it's a secular organization that counsels, and we did it through crisis intervention when she had suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My questions are, at this point, she's been cutting herself. She has a very codependent relationship with two boys. She's having, some suicidal thoughts still. All of this, she's been very untrustworthy. And so it kind of went from there and did all kinds of, it changed. So she struggles in school. We thought it was ADD.
Okay.
But
so what's the question for us then? What is your question for us?
Okay, so are there, now that we know that there might be some mental health issues, are there some different degrees, different kinds of psychological testing? We have two different places that we can go to, but they kind of say they vary in how we can diagnose what's going on. One says, well, we're going to tell her that, you know, this could be happening, and or yes, this is what she has. So, you know, to go forward and get some medication and things like that that could help with this. Are there different kind of psychological testing that we can that we now need to proceed to?
Okay, hold on. We're going to give you some help here, and I think we can help you even beyond telling you whether or not there are different degrees of testing to get.
Okay. I had one more question, too, on
that. What is that question?
Just waiting. Well, just waiting in the wait mode right now. There's so many trust issues. She's deceptive. And how do we set boundaries while we're waiting to see if this is really a mental health issue or is it? I know it's not just acting out as a teenager because of all the different things that are going on, but my husband and I are just not knowing. We give her a boundary.
Right. Well, we'll help you right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're talking with Kathy and her 17-year-old cutting, suicidal, really in rough shape. Who wants to start? So, Jill, Dr. Stoop?
Go ahead.
Okay, so let me just say about the psychological testing, Kathy. You know, I think you find a place that has a good reputation that offers some testing. I don't think it matters whether they say we're going to give you a definitive answer or we're going to tell you that there are traits and features and possibilities. They're both going to point you in a direction, and really with a 17-year-old, prior to being an adult, people don't like to give definitive diagnoses, you know, in terms of real personality issues or persistent ongoing problems. There's certain diagnoses that you can only say, well, this could be a problem. So get some testing just to know that you're, you know, just because you've got so much going on here, it's like, what is it? It might give you a place to start or some things to rule out. So that can be one piece of the puzzle. But I think there could be a whole host of things that could be going on. And Dave, we were talking.
Yeah, I think the cutting says that I would rather feel physical pain than emotional pain. And I don't
or that
think,
things are so overwhelming for me, I need to reduce everything.
And, right. and my my sense is she has done something that she is shameful about, or something has happened to her that has filled her with shame, and she tries to avoid the shame and the pain of that by doing something physical to herself. I don't think she's mentally ill. I think she's in great emotional pain, and somehow the diagnosis may help relieve some of your concerns, but somebody needs to be talking to her about what's been going on in her life and listening to her. And you guys, it must have slipped up on you and all of a sudden slapped you in the face. But there had to have been, if you look back over the past year, there's been a gradual breakdown of what you expected of her. And there's a trigger for that somehow, either something she's done or something done to her. And I don't think she's going to tell you, but I hope that she'll tell a counselor.
The first foundational message that you want to give her is that you're going to fight for her. That anything you do is you doing everything you know to do to fight for her and the person that you know she is and wants to be. So that means Dad getting in there with you and doing whatever can be done. Seeing the counselor together, doing some things that she might do, kicking and screaming, but she sees you pulling out all the stops to fight for her.
Take her for walks. Kids open up on as you walk because you're standing side by side rather than face to face for one reason. But listen to her. Don't judge. Don't. Just affirm love and acceptance and listen to her heart and see if she can open up to some degree, and have your husband do the same thing with her. You take turns doing it. But you've got to restore a relationship between yourselves and her, because that's the foundation for any kind of healing.
Do you know whether or not she feels your love? Do you know if she feels loved by you?
She does feel loved. We're going to counseling together as a family once a month, and we've a lot of things have come up, and it's the relationships that she has, and one particular with one boy, and she still, you know, we kept every boundary away, and we said, you know, you cannot see this boy, you know, all of those restrictions, and she did everything she could to see him, and so now she's not seeing him, but he's still in her life, and there's still, you know, once a week, something comes up, and he, you know, he gets in touch with her some way and messes with her mind. And
okay,
so
look, wait, hold on.
It's not him.
Dad needs to go see that boy, and he needs to talk with that boy with his parents. Boy and parent
his
and
parents
dad
are not doing anything. We've kind of gone through that a little bit.
Okay, but here's the thing:
they're not doing anything.
Okay, but you need to talk with those parents and the boy and say, we're trying to save our daughter's life here. She's cutting. She's suicidal. She's in a really bad place. We're not against you. We're for her. And so, if you could just give us some space here. You're saying to the boy and the parents, let us try to save her. Because if you don't, and we end up finding her in the bathtub or someplace, and it's too late, you're going to regret that you didn't listen when we say, please back away just for a while, and let us try to save our daughter. So you're not saying never or ever. You're saying just give us some space a little while, okay? And you're doing that with the parents. You're doing that with the parents. Okay?
And the boy.
Right. Well, and you want the parents to hear that the kids seem to be a negative influence on each other.
And if I were you, I would not use I would not use the word boundary ever again.
Okay.
Because that sounds like to a 17-year-old, I'm going to put you in a box, and I'm going to reinforce the box you are boxed in. Now, I might talk about what's healthy for you and what's not.
What serves you well, what doesn't.
Right. But boundary, don't use that word with a 17-year-old. It's not working. So
you have to step out of the power struggle.
Yeah.
And just not get entangled in that, because you'll both lose.
We'll be back.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figure that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artburn here, and please help this ministry. Please help us by supporting us. If you support us, a gift of any amount, a dollar, I'll send you this book, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship by Leslie Vernick. You just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But please help us. And if you can't help us financially, we'd love it if you went to prayer@newlife.com and prayed for 30 days for us. Coming up, Every Man's Battle is June the 10th. That's in 4 days in Denver, July 8th in Chicago. What a cool thing if this was the greatest summer of your life because your husband went to Every Man's Battle and you didn't have to worry about what he was looking at the beach or the pool or any place. 75% of the people that come to Every Man's Battle are there because a woman made the first phone call. Then there's women in the battle for those women who are struggling because their husband has a sexual integrity problem, or the ex-husband.
Or the boyfriend.
Or the boyfriend. And then our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive is July the 22nd. Take Your Life Back is October 21st, our new workshop. And the Marriage Solution Workshop, October 21. Call us. We'll tell you all about it. We'll get you in there. And we need scholarships. So if you can help us. Larry Sonnenberg was in here the other day saying, we had about 80 guys at Every Man's Battle, and 28 were there because of scholarships. Wow. Think of the lives that are going to be changed because of those scholarships. All right, we're going back to the phones, and we're going to go to Dave from Pensacola, Florida. WEGS is the station. Hello, Dave. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I've been better. Listen to you guys almost every day, every chance I get, and you've helped me a lot over the years, and I really, really appreciate your advice.
Thank you. How can we help now?
The question that I have basically is, I have our oldest son. We have four children, so our oldest son has recently graduated college and then gotten married. And after he got married, I was fine the day after the wedding, but the following day, I started crying and I started feeling so many emotions and so many, I'm just extremely sad. I feel a great sense of loss. I started feeling very nostalgic. He's our oldest son. He's married. He's out of the house. I'm looking back at our remaining three children. There's not a void there for me to fill because I already have three. We have three more.
There's a void there to fill, Dave. There is a void.
And good for you for feeling it.
Well, right. And Dave, I actually think that is really common, very, very normal. I remember my own mom saying that after I got married, that it was such a letdown. There's so much one that just goes into a wedding, but then it's the culmination of your child's whole life. And now they're fully launched, right, when you've handed them over to someone else.
Exactly.
Right? So I think this time of grieving in the transition is really normal and good for you for letting yourself feel it.
And especially to let yourself feel the sadness, because that's hard for a man to feel.
It is.
And yet it's a part of grieving. You're grieving because you've lost something, at least in the way that you've experienced it. Now, what's going to happen gradually is you're going to have a whole new relationship with your son that will be exciting and different because he's married now and he's out launching his career, hopefully, and all kinds of things with moving on with his life, and it's going to feel really good. But give yourself the time to grieve, because it's a normal thing when you lose something, and you lost your son in the way that you had him, but you're going to find that you get him back in a different way, and it's going to be even better.
Right. Hey, Dave, imagine if you'd called and we had said, "Oh, come on, Dave, buck up, buddy. Men shouldn't feel this way. You're a man. Don't be."
That's what your friends say.
Yeah, but look, the fact that you are fully a man and in touch with feelings and sadness and loss, I think it's wonderful. You know, actually, that feeling that you have is kind of a gift from God. When you really have something and you lose it, you go through the grieving process. It kind of allows you to tear it away and bring it back in a different form. You know, when someone dies, you're able to tear away from the person that was alive and bring them back in honorable memories and experiencing the good times. And it helps you to survive and to get on. And I hope and pray that you're sadder over the next ones that leave, because you're putting into their life too. So you're on schedule as
a good, you definitely are.
Healthy, holy dad, okay?
And this loss and gain always does go hand in hand. And I know as a mom, every stage of my kid's life, there's a little bit of that grieving of, oh, I'm never going to have the three-year-old again, or I'm never going to have the school-age kid again, or my daughter going off to college. I think all of us moms cried all year long, and then they go away, and suddenly they're calling us all the time. It's like very unexpected. Yeah. So there are more good things ahead.
You're not losing him. It's a redefinition of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And, Dave, it is an affirmation that you are getting older. So that's
especially for men. Because men
you just can't. I mean,
start being more melancholy.
My little Solomon is going to turn 10 in August, and that says something to me about me. All right, I'm glad you called, and let me send you this great Bible. It's every man's Bible, and a lot of guys, well, a lot of women say their husband never read the Bible till he got that Bible. We're going to send that to you. Hope you like it. Hope you love it. And anybody else, you can get those at newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're so glad you're with us here today. Pray for us. We really do need your help and hope and your support. And all right, so let's go to, how about we talk with Guy, who's calling over here on line four. Guy, how are you, buddy?
Walls up and all of that, be all whore.
Guy, are you there? Guy?
Hold on, let me get this one.
Guy?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the program here today. How are you, buddy?
Chris, let me take this call.
I don't want to interrupt anything you got going. Yeah, this is New Life.
That was my work phone on. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm here. No, my question was, 8 years ago, me and my wife separated. Her mom passed, and she went through this little deep depression when her mom passed, and, you know, which that's understandable. My mom's still living, so I could understand. I don't know what it is to lose my parents. So she went to this deep depression, and she ended up having an affair, doing the little series, and we separated for a year. And we ended up getting back together, and that's been 8 years ago, and now here it is again, you know. Now she's saying she needs space, and now she wants a divorce, you know. So I'm like, you know, my pastor, everybody's telling me to keep fighting, you know, keep praying for my family. But I'm like, you know, I'm just confused about should I keep fighting or should I just throw in the towel?
Yeah, you know, what she needs is she doesn't need space. If I was talking to her, I would say, you know, this ache that you feel is never going to be resolved with space. You're never going to have enough space. In fact, mm-hmm. you're going to get space, and then you're going to give that space to another man, and then you're going to leave that man because you're going to say that you need more space. And you're going to go through all sorts of gyrations that are painful. But what you need is you need surrender to do whatever it takes to fix that ache or that hole that's in your heart. And you've got a loving, willing husband who's going to stand by you, who'll be patient, but you got to get in and start doing the work on that really, really
right.
deep hole.
I think that you really want to compassionately ask her, what's wrong with her world? What doesn't feel right? Because we women tend to see everything that isn't right in our world through our most significant relationship. And so if we're not feeling okay, there must be something wrong with the relationship. And at the extreme, it's I better leave the relationship because this is what's making me unhappy. So to try to really connect with what isn't right in her world besides you.
Well, she just keeps saying that we're not compatible, we're not meant for each other, and we've been together 18 years and married 12.
Okay, so she's not feeling like you guys really connect, right?
Okay. What she says, yeah.
You guys aren't sharing lots of things in common. This isn't meeting her picture of what she imagined and envisioned and what she fantasizes about?
I guess. I mean, but, right? I mean, we pretty much was as a team, you know, any goals we set together, we accomplish them and we have a lot of fun and stuff together, but it's just,
okay,
I don't know. I mean,
so,
but she has went forward and filed for the divorce and all of that, you know, so she's done all of that.
Well,
I
mean,
I'm
I haven't signed anything yet, but,
right.
you know, she has, you know, and I'm just like, you know, is it just time to throw in the towel and just move on, you know?
I got another perspective for you.
Hold on. We'll help you.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own
had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103. Go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. We're talking with Guy, and Dave had a different perspective.
Hey, Guy, whenever anybody comes into my office and says they need their space, what I find is that they really are saying they need the space to be able to get involved with somebody else. And I would guess that your wife's involved with somebody else again, and that's why she's filing this time, because she didn't do it the last time. And if you and I would do some checking, but I would assume that that's what's going on. I even ask her if that's what's going on, because that's typically what's happening. And if that's what's going on, you got a lot of work ahead to put it back together, but it would take her willingness, and I don't know that you're going to find that.
Okay, yeah.
So,
well, that's acceptable. I mean, I'm not crazy. I mean, it happened before, so all right. You know, it could happen again.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you to consider coming to our marriage intensive. It's the intimacy intensive in July. Ask her, okay, look, how about one last, as a Christian, how about just one last shot at keeping this thing together? And if she'll come, well, I think some great miracles can happen. Mm-hmm. But maybe somebody can provide a scholarship for you guys to go, so you can say to her, they'll pay our way if we'll just go and we can get this marriage saved, because miracles happen at these intimacy intensives that we're doing for marriages. So hold on. We'll try to get that to you. I'm going to send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. I hope something there is going to be helpful. And we pray for you, and we pray for her.
That's so hard.
Well, looky here. Here's Larry Sonnenberg. Larry is coming into this studio with what I believe to be a letter of hope and healing and transformation for somebody who thinks that there's no hope.
Well, yes, Steve. When I come and talk to our audience and encourage them to give, I always like to give. I want them to know why we want them to give.
Yeah.
And this letter just came today. Dear New Life team, thank you for the wonderful program that you faithfully hold every day. I've been a listener for many, many years and have learned so much from your programs. Just recently, I started listening online, so I never miss a program, although I'm a little behind right now. I've also referred many people in need to your resource center, and you have been great about offering the proper assistance. It's been a long time since I have donated, but recently I lost my dear dad, and I decided I wanted to donate in memory of him and my mother, whom I lost 5.5 years ago. In their memory, I'm donating $500. And she gives their names and says, I'd like to challenge all those individuals out there who listen to your program to make a donation in memory of a loved one. Perhaps we can get this amount to increase tenfold. I'm an optimist. Thanks again for all you do. I'm particularly impressed with your grace and love for people. As a Christian, I keep in mind how important love is to God. But sometimes legalism and perfectionism get in the way of loving others, as God has asked us to do. If people only realize that hitting someone over the head with the Bible and using condemning and harsh words does not work, it only alienates them even more from God. And here's the line I really loved. May you continue on this journey for many, many years. It will continue to be a great blessing to us all. That's a big reason why we do what we do. We want this program to be on for many, many years. And your giving will help that. And it's a great idea if you want to donate an amount in memory of somebody. It's an angle we haven't talked about a lot on the radio
No,
before.
It's true. And what a great thing if somebody, in memory of somebody, you can donate scholarship or partial scholarship, and then you find out that, well, the person that died actually helped produce a new life because you did something in their honor. So do it. But we've got a matching gift. We want you to take advantage of that. And we're just committed to helping people and also committing to helping those who help people. We want to meet your need when you help us. We want to come back. We want to minister to you.
We talk so much about the workshops and what a great thing the workshops are here. But this radio program does amazing things. We use it. It's a centerpiece for us to talk about all the stuff that happens here. But it's the only counseling some people get. It's free for them. And people have written us and told us about life change just because they took the advice. Even though they didn't call in, they heard somebody talking about what they were dealing with. They took that advice and their life changed forever. And that's why we need your support. And I just appeal to you to consider giving. If you can't give now, next time you have a giving decision, think of New Life.
Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online, newlife.com, or you could drop us a note at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. And the thing is that we know that a lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth about Christian ministries that are full of hate and bitterness, and she's saying this isn't one of them. People have a bad taste in their mouth about ministries where people are flying around in private jets and all of this. This is not one of them. We really try to do the best we can with, as one person said, I don't know of any ministry that does more ministry with less dollars than this one. That's a good thing to hear.
Yeah, that was one of our board members who served on a lot of boards of different ministries.
Yeah. So we'll take care of your money. We'll make it go the extra mile. Now, when you support us, you're supporting a radio program. You're supporting transformation of people out of being owned by something or someone to the freedom that God wants for them. And then also you're supporting these intensive workshops. You know, we kind of developed this art of the workshop. These counselors come in from all over the country, and they're so good at it. They're so great at what they do. And so you go hear somebody talk, and then you go into a group with a Christian counselor, and it is powerful. 48 hours is really how long it takes for a person to change their trajectory. So here are the workshops coming up. Women in the Battle, June the 24th. Every Man's Battle, 4 days from now, is June the 10th. Then in July, we've got our marriage intensive. It's the intimacy intensive for marriage, right along with this in October, our new workshop, Take Your Life Back. Oh, my goodness. We're going to see people go from the false self back to the real self, from being owned by something to being free. We're going to see people becoming their own decider and defender and developer so that they can then give that life to the director, God. It's going to be amazing.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
I would also challenge people. We get criticized because we charge for our workshops. And I would just challenge people to, if you're one of those people, I kind of dare you to come and see if it's not worth the money. Mm. Yeah, there used to be a commercial on television. I think it was MasterCard. And they'd list the cost for all these things, and then they'd list something, and they'd say it was priceless. You know, the time they spent with their family or something.
Yeah.
And that's what this weekend is. They're priceless. And I've had guys at Every Man's Battle, and that's an expensive workshop. But they come, and they write in their closing thoughts, it was worth every minute and every penny.
Oh, I would imagine we have no less than 8,000 pieces of paper where somebody has written on that piece of paper, if I had known then what I know now, I would have sold anything I had to be able to get here. It's expensive to be in a hotel and to eat and to have therapists come in and all that stuff. Worth every penny. And you know what? You're wasting that kind of money on something else that we'll help you fix, and you won't waste it anymore. It's a bargain. Hey, if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, it's the same number. And God bless you. And thanks for watching and listening and praying for us. Thank you, Larry, Jill, Dave, and thanks to all of you. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.